You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, police prepare for competing protests in Melbourne and Sydney. Syrian officials say Israeli forces in southern Syria killed at least 13 people in a military operation. And in football, the Matildas beat injury woes to triumph over New Zealand. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. Competing groups of protesters will hold rallies in Sydney today. Anti-immigration group Put Australia First is promoting an appearance by UK ultra-conservative nationalist Tommy Robinson, while hundreds of people are expected to march at a Stand Against Racism rally protesting anti-immigration and neo-Nazi movements. Police are also preparing for the potential of clashes in Melbourne tomorrow, with more Australia First and counter-protests planned. New police powers mean officers will be able to search people without a warrant and force them to remove face coverings. Some Jetstar flights have been cancelled after Airbus issued a global recall on its A320 planes due to a software issue caused by intense solar radiation. The airline says it will contact affected passengers directly and warns all Jetstar passengers travelling today to check their flight status page. It says options for alternative flights are extremely limited. Some 6,000 planes globally are expected to be affected by the recall, and hundreds could be out of service for several weeks. Meanwhile, a fire forced the evacuation of the Qantas terminal at Melbourne Airport last week, disrupting the travel plans of thousands of people. Fire Rescue Victoria and airport aviation fire teams were called to Terminal 1 yesterday evening as flights were delayed. These passengers told Channel 9 their travel was disrupted.
We were flying in from Hobart, so we were stuck on the plane for around 2 hours. 2.5 hours.
I was booked on a flight with Virgin last evening, the evening before last now, and that was cancelled. And so they very kindly rebooked me with Qantas for this evening, and now it's been cancelled.
Airline operations resumed the same evening. It's not known what caused the fire. In overseas news, Syrian officials say Israeli forces in southern Syria have killed 13 people, including women and children, during a raid on a village. Syrian state media says Israeli forces entered the village of Beit Jin, aiming to detain local men, and opened heavy fire after being confronted by residents. Syria's foreign ministry has called it a horrific massacre. Israel's military says it conducted the operation to apprehend suspects from the Jamaat Islam Mia militant group, which it accuses of operating to attack Israeli civilians. It also says several Israeli soldiers were injured after being fired on by militants. A man has died after being pulled from the water at an unpatrolled beach on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The 59-year-old man was rescued by passers-by after being pulled out to sea by a rip at a beach near Point Plomer Road in Crescent Head just after 3 p.m. yesterday. Bystanders provided aid before paramedics arrived and treated him, but he died at the scene. Pope Leo has met Christian leaders on the shores of Lake Iznik during a visit to Turkey, marking the anniversary of an event that promoted unity in the Christian faith. The lake was the site of the Council of Nicaea, a meeting of bishops that produced a creed still recited by millions of Christians today. He was joined by leaders from the Eastern Orthodox, Greek, Syrian, Coptic, Armenian and Protestant churches and used the opportunity to call for unity.
We must strongly reject the use of religion for justifying war, violence or any form of fundamentalism or fanaticism. Instead, the paths to follow are those of fraternal encounter, dialogue and cooperation.
In football, the Matildas are celebrating a 5-0 victory over New Zealand, and it's the biggest win yet under coach Joe Montemurro. Veteran Katrina Gorrie starred with a slick pass, which allowed Amy Sayer to score in the 12th minute before landing 2 goals herself in a 2-minute blitz in the second half. Captain Sam Kerr was set to play her first game on home soil in 2 years at the Gosford Stadium in New South Wales, but remained on the bench with a calf complaint following the warm-up. A second friendly will be played in Adelaide on Tuesday night. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's all from us for the moment. You can check out our other podcasts. They include SBS News, In Depth and Weekend One-on-One. You can find those wherever you get your pods.